This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 40 countries sent representatives to yesterday's summit in London to fight corruption. The countries, including the U.S., have now signed a pledge to expose corruption wherever it's found and to end the misuse of anonymous companies to hide money. The U.K. is taking the lead by forcing people to declare the human beings who are behind shell companies as we move forward. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking into some spots in the United States where money can hide. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So they met in London. There were about 300 economists who signed an open letter urging world leaders to crack down on, for instance, tax havens, lift the veil of secrecy, they wrote. But you see a larger problem, really.
I see a much bigger problem. I mean, look, corruption is bad. But what really bothers me, David, and particularly in the environment we're in, the economy that we're in, is the ultra-wealthy legally hiding their assets. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most valuable address if you're a billionaire in the world?
Real estate, I'm going to say New York City.
How about Sioux Falls, South Dakota? I mean, wealth is pouring into the state, which is, you know, best known for what? Mount Rushmore. But South Dakota trust laws really allow families to shelter a lot of income. They have very strict privacy laws, don't have income tax. And according to the Financial Times, assets held in South Dakota trusts in 2006, $33 billion about. 2014, $226 billion.
Wait, so let me stop traffic here for a second.
Exactly.
So if you're worried about hiding assets, you're worried about tax havens, the laws in, for instance, South Dakota are written in a way that things are a little less than transparent?
A little less than transparent. It's a beautiful thing if you're a billionaire. Wyoming's also good. Nevada, terrific. And, you know, David, there are these organizations that kind of look around the world, and they've rated the U.S. And the U.S. is ranked number 3. Bermuda is 34th.
Wow, number 3. So that's an honor of sorts, I guess. How might reform attack the problem?
This is why major tax reform is important. Now, that's easy to say. That is hard to do. And you have this army of lobbyists who are going to be opposed to any change. But if you want to restore trust in the U.S. system, everybody has to pay their fair share.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.